Australians today celebrated not only the start of a new year, but 100 years of independence from Britain. On January 1, 1901, Australia's six separate British colonies became an independent federation. Today, 500,000 people lined the streets of Sydney for the centenary celebration that included a three-hour parade, a spectacular display of fireworks, and an all-night beach party. Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's 100th birthday was marked by a ceremony at the nation's birthplace at Centennial Park in Sydney. The Prime Minister, John Howard, said the country should feel proud at its achievements.
It is one of but a handful of countries that has remained faithful and true to the principles of the rule of law and representative democracy.
The Conservative Prime Minister's views on what he calls Australia's proud record on race and multiculturalism are at odds with many in the Indigenous community. Australia was a remote outpost of the British Empire before independence. It was used as a prison colony after European settlers arrived in 1788. Freedom from colonial control was granted more than 100 years later. The country's 100th birthday party began with a dawn service conducted by an Aboriginal tribe at Alice Springs, deep in the heart of Australia. In 1901, Indigenous people were not officially recognised. Even today, many Aborigines live in third world conditions. They die on average 20 years younger than white Australians, are more likely to go to jail and be unemployed. Indigenous campaigner Mari Bennett believes there's little to celebrate.
Today, like every other day for 211 years, it's a day of survival. We've survived another year, another century, but the struggle for Aboriginal people still is a major struggle in this country.
Thousands of events are planned for the next 12 months across the country. It's a giant education program to teach Australians more about their history. Betty Churcher from the National Council for the Centenary of Federation says it's an opportunity to acknowledge the past injustices inflicted on the Aboriginal community.
We're hoping that this is seriously a new dawn, a new way of going forward, will help reconciliation, will help all of the wounds that have occurred in the past 100 years, and that we'll move forward in a much more united way. And I'm not just talking about Indigenous and white Australia, I'm talking about all of the different peoples that have come to Australia.
The British Queen, who's still Australia's head of state, has sent her best wishes. Amid the celebrations, there are renewed calls for Australians to think again about becoming a republic and breaking free from their ties to the British monarchy. In November 1999, Australia voted overwhelmingly to maintain their historic links with the British Crown. There are those, however, who want all ties to the monarchy severed. The issue could feature heavily in a general election campaign expected later this year. For NPR News, this is Phil Mercer in Sydney.